My name is John Schreffler. I'm the senior farm manager here at the MU Thompson Research Center. Been here for starting my 41st year this year. It's kind of home to me.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Tell me what the mission of the farm is.
Well, beef cattle research right now is the main thing. And we try to get folks involved in with the AI synchronization programs. And we've started doing a little timber management projects back in the timber. That's just now getting started. But the focus right now is mainly on beef.
So what kind of research specifically when it comes down to beef cattle?
The grad students from down at Columbia have been using, we've been doing research on the split-timed AI with estrus synchronization protocols and heifers. That amounts to you breed the heifers on the first day if they're cycling, and the second day you hold over the ones that didn't show estrus and go ahead and breed them then. We're thinking we're closing the window a little bit on the their heat cycle. This year we've been doing quite a little bit of work as far as the drought. We was dry like everybody else for quite a while, and it was starting to get serious, and I got Eric Bailey from the Division of Animal Sciences. He's a nutritionist, and he got up here and got to working with me, and we figured out a way to get around the drought and maybe try to save some hay and supplement them and give the grass a little chance to come back when it rained, because we knew it'd rain. It just was worrying us to death when that was going to happen. We've been working on that pretty hard here lately. And then Harley Durbin, she works with Dr. Jared Ducker on the hair shedding scores. It's a tool to select the heat-tolerant cattle. They come up in the late spring, early summer, and do hair coat scores 1 to 5, and try to use that as a tool to pick, choose heat-tolerant cattle.
Tell me, as manager, John, talk about the challenges that the drought had for you, because it seems to me you were right in the heart of it here.
Oh, well, we rotate our cows through fescue clover mixed pastures, and they got to where every bite they were taking wasn't coming back, and we've been through this before, so we were a little bit prepared for what we had coming. Of course, the hay was short from the year before, and I knew that if we eat it off in the dirt, we probably wasn't going to get the regrowth when it did rain. So I had Eric to come up and work with me and come up with that ration. And luckily, we started getting some rain. And, see how we got off the pastures early enough before they were completely destroyed. There was something there to bounce back. And you can see, as you drive up down the road, it made a big difference. It was like spring again after we got, that 13 inches of rain. And so it was a trying time, believe me. But we've made it through it again, I hope, if it keeps raining a little bit. So.
Does the drought teach you something that you can pass on to cattlemen?
Absolutely. I've learned a lot. By the time you think you know everything, you figure out you don't. And there's always something that changes. But I've seen a few things as far as the fescue goes, and I'm not no, scientist here, but I think the getting them off the fescue might have been a good thing either way, because it gave them a chance to get it out of their system during the heat. And I think the grain and the dry hay that they were on actually took a little bit of the stress off of them. But this is the first time we've done this, but we're kind of looking forward to seeing if that doesn't work again in the future, to see if we can make any sense of it all. But I got to think that I noticed a difference, and if you're getting the endophyte out of the cattle, that might have a long-term effect on the weaned calves and everything, but that's a study for the down the road, and that's kind of where we're at there. So,
yeah. You manage the farm, you manage the animals on it. What do these animals mean to you, John?
Oh, they're I've I've been a herdsman since 1993, or I was until I assumed the role of manager in 2010, fall of 2010. And we don't buy females in. We've raised everything on this farm and been a lot of generations here, and I've kept records. I can show you great-grandmas, great-great-grandmas, great-grandpas. I've got it all on these cattle. I'm really proud of the records we got on them, and it, you can see as technology develops, you can kind of look back at some of those records and see how they correlate to, I mean, you can pick up some signs there. It's been real interesting. The cow, is, like I say, it's just a big family. Most of these cattle, you can kind of, you get to where you know them, and believe it or not, you could almost cut the ear tag out of them in the daylight. You know who they are. They all got a different personality. So it's been a real honor to be part of this over the last 40 years, and university's been really good to me, and I've had a lot of good times.
How important is this farm to the cattlemen of Missouri?
Oh, I think it's very important. The studies that's done here and has been incorporated in a lot of places, and we're I think getting to where we're pretty well known thanks to Dr. David Patterson. He's been the savior to this place as far as I'm concerned. He played a big part in it. He would have a fit if he heard me say that, but that's my true feelings about it. And we've made quite a turnaround, and we're really proud of what we do. So it's been a real honor.